trying to get ahead of the ongoing unfolding COVID-19 pandemic, the Wisconsin Intercollegiate Athletic Conference pushed back or canceled altogether its fall sports schedule this year. The WEAC pulled the plug over 2 months ago, making this the first non-football season in the conference since World War II, since 1945. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web at WWIB.com for all the info you need, and you can give right there quickly, safely, and securely to support this program. 5'8", 205-pound, first-team All-American running back Alex Pete from WEAC Powerhouse UW-Whitewater is with me today. He's a senior from Ringwood, Illinois. So, Alex, how are you and your teammates handling this season delay, waiting till spring?
I think it's been very hard, but in a way, all my teammates and I, we've gotten a lot closer. It's been a lot more, we've been able to hang out more, we've been able to do a lot more things off the field, but I think it only makes us embrace our workouts more and embrace practice more.
Mm-hmm. How and when did you become aware, did it become apparent that this season was going to be shut down, there'd be no fall football for you guys?
Yeah, so basically it was the end of last year's school year. We ended up going home about a month and a half early. I was already kind of like, okay, we'll see. And then it was about a month before camp was supposed to start, a ton of schools started canceling, a ton of D3 schools, as you probably know. And then all of a sudden, I believe it was one of the Ivy League schools ended up canceling for D1. That's when I was like, okay, a D1 school closed, there's a good chance we're probably going to close. And then all of a sudden you saw, certain the big conferences at D1 starting to close. And then that's when I kind of figured, I was like, okay. And it was like 2 weeks before camp, they're like, yeah, we're postponing. And then they said, yeah, we're going to not be having a spring or fall season. And then that's when we knew.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you playing at the next level. How big a setback is this for those plans?
It's a setback. But at the same time, I see it as more opportunity to, develop myself, especially in the weight room. And just everything. You kind of get a lot of insight on who you are as a person when you're not able to just sit and play football. You get to kind of just sit and meet more people. You get to hang out with more people, understand more people. You have more time for people. That's kind of the biggest thing I've taken out of it. And in the weight room, I've been able to just be able to work on flexibility more and just the little things I feel like I couldn't focus as much on if I were to be at practice every day. So it kind of has helped me develop a little more as a person.
So those comments lead me to ask the question, if football, you feel like football had taken too high a place in your priorities list?
I wouldn't say too high of a place, but I would say, it takes enough for me to get sidetracked on things that aren't as important. So, football, you're taking 60 to 70-hour weeks. If you're traveling, it could be a 70-hour week that you're at football. So, it's hard to focus as much on homework. It's hard to put a lot more hours into homework or your social life. So I think it's just it makes your focus, you focus on different things, when there's that much football going on. So yeah, it wouldn't be a setback or anything, but it would be something that's like you got to really put your mind and focus into it. And it is a full-time job for you.
Okay, so lay this out for us, Alex. You're playing spring football, you guys. Logistically, how do you think that's going to happen?
So it's looking like when we have a game, I'm assuming there's going to be limited fans, but there is going to be fans allowed to come. I don't know who we're going to be playing yet. I know a couple teams, like I saw Maryland and Baylor put out a schedule. There's a couple D3 teams that put up a little five-game schedule already on who they're playing. I don't know if we're going to be playing WIAC teams. I don't know if we're going to be playing, just anybody in the area. But it's looking like, that's what we're going to be doing, and then we'll be practicing like full time. It'll be, you know, 4 or 5 practices a week, and then I think Saturday game. So it should be pretty close to, you know, the real thing. It's really for those seniors who aren't coming back. They get to at least play those 5 games, you know, so it would be nice for them to have that if this ends up going through.
Yeah, but a football game without fans, it's not going to be the same, is it?
Yes. That's one of the main things I took into consideration, because I'm like, I think the fans, that makes up about half of what football is. You know, I think having fans, especially, you know, at Whitewater, you know, we have so many fans every game. I think that's a big, you know, obviously a game is a game, but in a way, it made me feel like a scrimmage without, you know, the fans there. So it's definitely a big, big aspect.
Mm-hmm. All right, D3 All-American running back Alex Pete of the University of Wisconsin Whitewater football team. His squad, along with the other WEAC schools, waiting till spring for their football season. And we'll have to wait a little longer to dive in more into the Alex Pete story here with you, because we're out of time for today's show. But I'm going to ask you to come back, and we'll visit about how an all-stater in Illinois wound up at UW-Whitewater. Alex, if you can carve out a few minutes for our next show, all right?
Yeah, of course. I could do that for you.